Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst at Wealth Within. In Hollywood, it's almost always the case that a sequel to a hit movie underwhelms critics and fans alike. Expectations for another groundbreaking film tend to be so high that no matter what is released into cinemas, you can pretty much be sure the high watermark of the first film won't be touched. But there are exceptions to this rule. For those people 10 or so years older than myself, we'll remember when The Empire Strikes Back, the sequel to the first Star Wars movie, was released. It came out to critical acclaim by both fans and critics alike and was deemed far superior to the first movie. More recently, the likes of The Dark Knight with Heath Ledger playing the Joker was also viewed as a better movie than the original Batman. The finance world is also littered with one-hit wonders. Gurus who are in today but gone tomorrow, along with their too-good-to-be-true products. Investors and traders who stand the test of time are those that follow sound financial principles, have a plan, and most importantly, are very, very patient. They have a repeatable system in place, ensuring they always have enough capital left on the table to play another day. These are the types of people who only ever wait for all the pieces to line up, and when they do, it's time to go all in. And when this happens, the world looks on in awe and wonders how they got it so good. September 16th, 1992 will forever be known as Black Wednesday, a day that an investing behemoth's patience paid off. In the early 1990s, the UK government was in turmoil financially. Interest rates were already high, and there was pressures from all sides for the government to either raise interest rates further, in line with the European Exchange Rate Mechanism, known as the ERM, or float the currency. After much to-ing and fro-ing, the UK withdrew from the ERM, devaluing the pound. George Soros and the Quantum Fund were thrown into the spotlight. Soros had made a huge bet that the UK would indeed withdraw from the ERM and went short on the pound. The bet paid off, and the Quantum Fund earned an estimated $1.1 billion windfall from the trade. Soros hit the headlines as the man who broke the Bank of England. He was now catapulted into legend status and cemented his reputation as one of the greatest currency traders of all time. This investment decision was not done overnight, but took months of planning and analysis in order to be ready to strike when the perfect moment arrived. More recently, Soros's patience and investing cunning has paid off once again, with a large bet on the Australian dollar taking a tumble on the back of an interest rate cut by the RBA. By all accounts, Soros made a $1 billion play on the RBA's decision between three different Asian foreign exchange brokers, pocketing a cool $60 million in profits. Not bad for a day's work. Rumours abounded just prior to Soros making an official announcement that he had indeed gone short on the Australian dollar. This led to a flock of what I like to call herd followers rampaging to do the same sort of thing. And this is all likely part of Soros's overall strategy to pull the currency down further. If you get the uneducated to follow your lead, a snowball effect is created. So what does all this information mean for you as a trader and or investor? Simply that good investing is not about how much money you make. It's about taking a proactive approach, having a plan, and striking when the time is right. Leave the herd following to the amateurs. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.